it's helpful that I'm the chair of the party, the speaker of the House. It's not essential that I hold both positions. There was a period of time when I was not the chairman of the Democratic Party. An appropriate approach to that question would be, well, if there's two different people in those roles, does it cause a distraction for the person that's a speaker? Does it cause problems in terms of other obligations, other things to do? The answer is yes. And so in terms of what I do, which is to serve as the Speaker of the House, and my long-term goal and desire was to be a strong speaker. So early in my career, I was the majority leader and assistant majority leader under Speaker Redmond, who was not a strong speaker because he did not want to be a strong speaker. He wanted to be more of the convener of the House and the person who would just preside over the deliberations of the House. I chose to go in a different direction, to be a strong speaker, and obviously also serving as the chairman of the party means that I'm a strong speaker or a stronger speaker. My view is that I take that power and I use it to do good things, to put together majorities in the legislature that will pass significant meaningful legislation like the Medicaid bill that we adopted in this last session at the request of the governor to reform Medicaid, like the sponsorship of the bill that provided that the Office of the Auditor General of the State of Illinois would now become the actuary for the legislature in terms of our examination of the statements being sent to us from the pension systems where we have to pay money into the pension systems. There's a whole list of issues where I could sit and say, well, these are all accomplishments. Well, it's easier to do those accomplishments if you have significant power in the legislature.
But then, of course, you also wear the jacket, and this is where we heard last week from Republicans in Tampa, fire Madigan, fire Madigan. He's the one consistent. When you look over the Illinois problems, its financial issues, the pension underfunding, who's been there for all of it? Speaker Mike Madigan, who is powerful by your own testament.
Illinois Republicans are in minority status in the legislature, and so the Illinois Republicans in the legislature have a choice. They can stand as they do on the sidelines and complain and carp about things, or they can come on the playing field, engage with the majority party, work on the problems of the state. The last session offers a good example. So in three instances, I offered and suggested to Leader Tom Cross, who's the Republican leader in the House, that we would like to engage with them in terms of adopting a budget, reforming the Medicaid program, and reforming the pension systems. Okay. In the case of the Medicaid program, why, there was an accomplishment. In the case of the budget, there was an accomplishment because for the second year in a row, we adopted a budget that did not spend more money than came in and actually constituted a reduction in expenditure for the state so that it brings into better balance the fiscal difficulties that we have. Unfortunately, in the area of pensions, when we got into the negotiation on the deals of the pension, the details of the pension bill, Mr. Cross was unwilling to move to eliminate the free lunch for local school districts. And that became the straw that broke the camel's back. So with that happening, why, rather than continuing to want to engage, why, they're over on the sidelines again, and they're talking about local real estate taxes and local school districts for the purposes of a campaign issue. They may try to make it a campaign issue. My response is that local school districts in Illinois today, community college districts in Illinois, are on a free lunch. They're in a position to spend money but send the bill to the legislature, so the legislature is required to pay the bill. That's not right. It's not correct. It ought to be corrected. They ought to join in and attempt to move a bill that would change that condition. You have to understand, in my language, that's heavy lifting. And if you follow the deliberations in Springfield, Tom Cross and the Illinois House Republicans are not interested in heavy lifting. They're not interested in that. Now, if there is an issue like the Medicaid bill, where people were brought together, where my special counsel, Dave Ellis, was responsible for bringing people together and navigating through a bill, and then it was close to a unanimous vote on the floor, the Republicans will be there to claim victory, to claim credit. But when there's heavy lifting, they're hard to find.
Heavy lifting as in votes that would be bad in their districts, in a lot of the suburban districts.
Any district outside the city of Chicago.
Of course, is that easy for you to say, being from Chicago and having a, I mean, there aren't Republican legislators from Chicago.
No, there's one. There's Michael McAuliffe. Right. The district that elected me to my current term was 50% suburban. So, you know, I'm familiar with suburban problems and suburban issues. And I've told any school district superintendent from outside of Chicago, it's time to end the free lunch. Sorry, but if you want to spend money, pay the bill. Don't send us the bill for the money that you spent. That's, to me, is real simple, and that ought to be changed. And what the Republicans are doing is saying, oh, that may be a local real estate tax. Our response is that the program would be phased in over 6 to 12 years. It's not going to be a significant real estate tax increase. It'll be a budget issue for those local districts, because those local districts will be required to make some spending decisions in negotiations. Rather than give all the money to salary increases, some of it will have to go for the pension. Everybody in government is called upon to make budget decisions. We in the legislature are called upon to do that, and they can do the same thing, and they do it routinely. This would just be another element in what they're doing in their bargaining.
So that is a requirement for you for a pension measure, that school districts and universities pick up the cost of the pension tab for their employees. That's a must.
The issue in, quote, pension reform is the finances of the pension systems. There's five state pension systems. And a good way to understand the problem is to view it as a fiscal problem, where the state of Illinois makes a pension payment every year. That pension payment is in the neighborhood of $6 billion. Only 25% of the annual $6 billion payment is for people who actually were employees of the state of Illinois. The other 75% of the problem relates to people who work for local school districts, never got a check from the state of Illinois, people who work for community colleges, never got a check from the state of Illinois, employees of universities, never got a check from the state of Illinois. So 75% of the problem relates to people who were never employees of the state of Illinois. But the state of Illinois is being required to make these payments for people who never worked for the state. This is where I come along and say, if we're truly interested in correcting the fiscal problems of the state of Illinois, then we should shift this cost. This cost should be assumed by the actual employer, not tomorrow, but phased in over several years. Everybody in Springfield acknowledges that the state has got a serious fiscal problem. And like any other government, any other company that is in a situation like this, we have to look at all of the options. And clearly this should be one of the options. And I come back to just the question of sound government policy. Why should people in government be able to spend money and not pay the bill? Why should that happen? I think it ought to be changed.
Your remarks about Republicans just now, as well as earlier this week, in regards to the pension reform, seemed to hint or indicate that Democrats may be going it alone on pensions, particularly come the beginning of the year. Come 2013, you're going to do it with or without the GOP. What does that work out? Do you think that that's how it will turn out, or are you assuming that at some point Republicans are going to want to get on board, or how will that pan out politically?
I don't have the answer to that question. It's a good question. You know, it's one that ought to be addressed. The Republicans ought to be engaged in this issue. This is an issue that does not affect just Democrats. It affects everybody in the state of Illinois. It affects the districts that elect Republicans to the legislature. And so Republicans in the legislature ought to be engaged in the issue. They ought to be prepared to do some heavy lifting when it comes time to fashion the bill and then cast the votes for the bill. Whether they're willing to do it or not, I really am not in a position to speak for them today. I would invite them to join the rest of us who are struggling with a dire fiscal situation, struggling to restore fiscal stability to the government of the state of Illinois at the same time that we continue to provide essential services like support for education, support for mental health services, support for social service providers, support for the Medicaid program. Illinois is one of the largest states in America. And consequently, we have a $50 billion plus spending plan. And we spend a lot of money and we support a lot of governmental services. We're not interested in just shutting down those services tomorrow. We are interested in continuing to provide those services, but work to restore the fiscal stability of the state.
And if Republicans are not willing to do the heavy lifting, Democrats would do it alone, or at least in the House?
I'm prepared to work to solve the problem. If the problem is the question of support for the pensions and the Republicans do not wish to join us, well, then I'm prepared to work to solve the problem. I would add, it's a very difficult issue because, stated in simple terms, we're telling people that have worked on a job for several years, maybe 20, 25, 30, 35 years. They've worked on a job, and there's been a promise, either drafted in a piece of paper or verbally, that upon retirement there'd be a certain level of support in terms of a retirement paycheck. And part of this proposal says that that promised amount of money in retirement is going to be reduced. It's a pay cut in retirement. Therefore, it's not easy, very difficult. There will be plenty of people in Illinois who will say, well, the private sector has done that. And that's true. The private sector has done it. Government should do it. I'm simply saying that it won't be easy to do because of what I just said. There are people all over Illinois who have planned retirements, and they know the numbers. They probably think of them in their sleep. And so what we're saying is those numbers are going to change. I was at a function in Springfield just a few weeks ago, and a retired school teacher who's a member of the Teachers Retirement System, TRS, approached me to talk about the pension question. She gave me a piece of paper that set out the payments that she's been receiving in her retirement check from TRS. Another piece of paper that showed me the amount of money that she was collecting from the Social Security system. And I worked the numbers, and this woman is living on a retirement income of under $40,000. And her point to me was, you know, I worked a lot of years for that retirement check, and it's not easy for me to get along. I'm alone. I don't have anyone else living with me and supporting me. And so I wish you would consider that when you're considering this legislation. That's the type of issue that it is. Not easy.
So you do consider it, but it still has to be done. Is there... Oh.
My approach on the pension question is really a budgetary approach. So in the case of the budget of the state of Illinois, every time we make a payment to the pension systems, it's less money available for ongoing educational expenses, ongoing expenses in the Medicaid program, ongoing expenses among social service providers. It's on a short-term basis, it's a budgetary question. Long-term, we have unfunded liabilities that will impact upon the credit rating of the state and the state's ability to borrow money for capital programs, sometimes for operations.